Hello everyone and welcome to another video game review. This is the second time that I'm attempting to record this. Hopefully this one will actually take, because if you remember from one of my podcasts that I did a couple weeks ago, or a little over a week ago, I tried to record this, I believe it was on the 16th of January, and yeah, there was something wrong with the processing, and it just fucked up, and I had to delete it, and I was pissed off because I had gone 1 hour recording the review that I'm recording right now, and that is a video game review of the Uncharted franchise. And that includes Uncharted Drake's Fortune, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception, Uncharted 4 A Thief's End, Uncharted The Lost Legacy. Sorry, I had to catch my breath. Yes, the five games. I'm going to review all five of them on this recording. Not going to really go into too much detail about the storylines themselves. I'm just going to talk about my personal experiences with the games and how I have enjoyed them over the years. Now, my first introduction to the Uncharted series was, it was in 2011. I was working at Walmart at the time. I was a cashier. During one of my breaks, I went to the video game section, and they had the demo for Uncharted 3. And the demo that they had, it was in the chateau sequence, when they're trying to escape while the chateau was on fire. And I decided to play that, and I'd spent almost my entire lunch break playing that demo, because I was so caught up in it, and I just thought, I need to play this game. I need to get into this game. I need to find out what this game is. I need to get into it. And then I never did. A few years went by, and then PS4 came out, and then in 2015, they, building up to the release of Uncharted 4, they released Uncharted the Nathan Drake Collection, which was a remaster of Drake's Fortune, Among Thieves, and Drake's Deception. So I bought that bundle pack with the PS4, and I got to playing all the games finally, starting from the first one, Drake's Fortune. And I just fell in love with the whole franchise the moment I started playing that first game. And it is, I mean, and in all my years of playing video games, all the way from Atari and playing the original Donkey Kong games and the Mario games and Sonic and Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, Virtua Fighter, if anyone remembers that game, Tekken, and all the old WWF games, and Mario Kart, and everything else, and all that, this is my favorite video game franchise I've ever played, and I've never gotten tired playing these games. I've played them so many times, and I enjoy myself every single time that I play them. And of course, with Uncharted, protagonists of the story. We have Nathan Drake, played by Nolan North, and we have Elena Fisher, played by Emily Rose. I'm reading these off of IMDb, so if you're watching me on YouTube, you're seeing me looking at the screen right now. And also we have Victor Sullivan, played by Richard McGonagall. They are the three main protagonists of the first four games of the Uncharted series. And we have other actors that would play different characters here and there throughout the game. Like, we have Robin Akendowns. He plays a different character in all of the Uncharted games. In the first game, he plays Navarro, who he's kind of a dick. So and he's very greedy, and, you know, the whole story of the first game is that they're trying to find El Dorado, and it's a sarcophagus of some kind that we learn throughout the story, and it has some kind of curse that did some weird whatever the fuck kind of shit to the Spaniards way back. And yeah, he wanted to harvest that curse, or the El Dorado thing, with try to sell it off to the highest bidder, basically, you know. Kind of a stereotypical thing for villains. And the thing is, like, with the Uncharted, all of the Uncharted games, you know, it's very much like an inspiration of Indiana Jones and the Tomb Raider games of the 90s. And that is a big reason why I love the games, because, I mean, I'm a fan of the Indiana Jones, and I'm a fan of Tomb Raider, so I very much love the Uncharted games, because, I mean, growing up, I loved a lot of the, you know, just button masher kind of games and beat 'em up kind of games and the fun stuff like that. But as I've gotten older, I've really grown to love the story-driven kind of games, especially the ones that Naughty Dog is very, very well known for. And these Uncharted and the Uncharted games give me that satisfaction with these stories. And each story, while everything is connected to each other, each story is its own individual story, and I love that very much. And it's very established early on with in the first game that Nathan Drake, the whole story and the whole legacy of it is that he is supposedly an heir to Sir Francis Drake, you know, with the real life, you know, pirate. I believe he was a pirate, yeah. Or explorer, or whatever the fuck he is. I'm not a historian, and I don't pretend to be, so if I do a bullshit job on this review, I am sorry. But, you know, that's what the whole thing is, that he is a descendant, that's the right word, a descendant of Sir Francis Drake, and Elena Fisher is a news broadcaster, or a journalist, and Victor Sullivan is Nathan's partner in these, you know, adventures that they engage on, where they're, you know, they're treasure hunters basically, and it's established early on that they don't exactly do things within the law kind of thing, you know, not necessarily that they're bad people, just they don't operate within the system, you know. And in the second game, yeah, we had, you know, the same people returning, but then we are introduced to newer characters, like Chloe Frazier, played by Claudia Black, Harry Flynn, played by Steve Valentine, and the main villain of the game, Lazarevich, played by Graham McTavish, who he returns in Uncharted 3 as a different character. Shit, I can't remember his name now. Charlie Cutter, yeah. And Robin Akendowns, he returns in Uncharted 2 as Tenzin. He does the mocap for him, and somebody else does the voice because he's Tibetan. He doesn't speak English. And that's the thing. In the game, they never put subtitles for what he's saying. And it becomes kind of a running joke as Nate and Tenzin spend more time together during the later portion of the game. And Tenzin is pretty damn awesome. He's a fan favorite character, and actually one of the people that I talked to on Vero talking about Uncharted that we both joked that they should, that Tenzin should get his own spin-off game. and then with Uncharted 3, Nate, Sully, and Elena, they all come back, and Chloe returns in this game as well, and we're introduced to the main villains of this game. It's Catherine Marlowe, played by Rosalind Ayers. I don't know if that's the right way. And Robin Akendown again. He returns, and this time playing Talbot, who is one of the villains in the game that I just absolutely fucking hated him. And even he said it on the Uncharted 10th anniversary panel at the PlayStation Experience in 2017, I believe. That even he says, he was like, Talbot, I fucking hate that guy. Which, you know, of course, he says it as a joke because, you know, he played him. But with Uncharted 3, this is where we get to see the beginnings of where the story of Sully and Nate, you know, begins. Where, you know, young Nathan Drake meeting a younger Victor Sullivan, and how they meet and their relationship is established. I don't know, I'm jumping back and forth here. Like I said, I'm not gonna go too much into what the story is for these games. And then with Uncharted 4, we go a little deeper into Nate's backstory, finding out that he has a brother, Samuel Drake, played by Troy Baker, who of course is best known for Joel in the Last of Us series. And another character that we're introduced to is Rafe, played by Warren Cole, which I believe one of the things that I heard that Alan Tudyk was originally going to play him in this game when they had that completely different story in the beginning of production before Amy Hennig had dropped out from the franchise, who she was the one that created Uncharted in the beginning. And then they completely redid the whole story and went in a different direction. And then we have Laura Bailey in this game as the new character Nadine Ross, who she returns in Lost Legacy alongside Chloe Frazier, played by Claudia Black, and a few other newer characters on here. Asav is the villain of the game. And he's another one that's kind of an asshole, but he's a charming asshole. So there's that. But when I got into the Uncharted games, I was just so amazed by the visual presentation of it, because with the first game, it was a more contained setting where almost the entire story took place on a single island. For the most part, I would say like maybe 90% of the story took place on this one island throughout the game. I mean, there's different locations, you know, in the first 30 minutes of the story, but the majority of it takes place in one area. It's a wide space. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of land for them to cover, but it's one physical location, one little island base for that it takes place. And it was the first game of its kind that I got to play, and I just fell in love with that world completely. And you know, of course, it would expand even more in the later games, but just that introduction to it for me was just amazing, and I just fell in love with the whole world of Uncharted and Nathan Drake and that story. And I need to catch my breath. Let me take a drink. And then the graphics, looking so realistic for the time, especially because the first game came out in 2007, then Uncharted 2 was 2009, Uncharted 3 was 2011, and Uncharted 4 was 2016. It was supposed to come out 2015, but it came out 2016, and then Lost Legacy came out 2017. And Uncharted 4 and Lost Legacy were the first couple of games that I ever pre-ordered. And I'm very glad that I pre-ordered them, because I've enjoyed the hell out of those games. But with the first game, it was the first time that I got getting used to the gameplay mechanics of that guy, because again, I was always so used to the button masher kind of games, or like games that I played on the Nintendo 64 that were very, you know, very easy to figure out, where it was just like, you know, this button. And then D-pad, you point at whatever action, you can do all kinds of shit. But with Uncharted, it was, I wouldn't say complicated, but it was just a system, a different system that I had to get used to. And, of course, I eventually did. And just, you know, this, the more realistic combat style, I fell very much in love with. And, of course, you know, like the Last of Us games would improve on those mechanics, very much so, especially in Part 2. But just being introduced to that in the Uncharted games, I just loved it very much. And the variety of the weapons that they use throughout, like the different kinds of types of guns and grenades and other things like that, I just loved very much. And the little cheat, you know, things that they would do on there, like the little mods, I thought were pretty fun. Like because in the first three games, they had the Donut Drake, where it's Nathan Drake, but, like, fat, and I thought that was really funny, but apparently they took that out in Uncharted 4 because they didn't want to offend, you know, big fat people or whatever is the story that they said, which, I get that, you know, you don't want to upset the fan base, which, you know, if you've seen the reaction to The Last of Us Part 2, but you already know how I feel. I love that game very much. You can check out my review for that one in the archives. And then with Uncharted 2, this is where, like I said, how the first game was more self-contained on that island. Uncharted 2 is where the world really starts to expand, and we go to different locations, not just locations, but different countries and cities, and exploring different avenues of what the story is. And yeah, this one. This story was all about Shambhala or Shangri-La and, you know, Marco Polo and all that. That was a lot of fun. And also, I'm going to include in the description of this episode the virtual replay, the Uncharted playthroughs for the first three games, because those are just all kinds of fun. You get to hear a lot of behind the scenes stories from Nolan North and some of the other people that play, that were performers in the games that would pop in here and there as guests. And it's just fun to hear some of the stories, and also because this is the first time that Nolan had actually played any of the games, so it's very entertaining to watch him try and fail several times throughout, and it's just a fun experience. But anyways, yeah, Uncharted 2, and I think actually one of the stories that he shared in the playthrough for Uncharted 2 is that the opening sequence of the first of the Uncharted 2, where it's the train, you know, hanging off of the cliff, that when he was on one of the Star Trek movies directed by J.J. Abrams, that J.J. Abrams told him that that opening of Uncharted 2 was one of the greatest cinematic things he had ever experienced, or something like that. And it's just like, wow, you know, J.J. Abrams is complimenting my work on a video game and comparing it to cinema. If it was me, I would just think, holy shit, that is one of the highest compliments I can get as an actor. And hey, it really is one of the greatest openings I've ever experienced on a video game that I've ever played. I would say the opening of Uncharted 2 and the opening of The Last of Us, the first one, probably my two favorite openings of any video game that I've ever played. Because both of them had quite an impact on me. I mean, Last of Us opening had a very emotional impact, and the Uncharted 2 opening was very much a holy shit. If this is how it's starting, how's the rest of the game going to be? And Uncharted 2 is my favorite of the Uncharted franchise. I mean, hell, I got the poster up on my wall for a reason. And this is, you know, like, the graphics pick up a little more in Uncharted 2, which, I mean, in games like this, you know, of course, every game, everything improves. The graphics improve, the gameplay improves, the mechanics improve, the story improves. Even though, like I said, Uncharted 2 is my favorite, so therefore that means the stories of 3 and 4 and then Lost Legacy aren't my favorite stories, but they're still great stories. Just the experience that I, especially the first time that I played Uncharted 2, when I finally finished playing that story, I had to take a couple of days break because I was just so emotionally drained from it. I just had such a wonderful time playing that game, and the funny thing, like, the villain Lazarevich in that game, every time I've played it, doesn't matter if I have it on one of the easier difficulty settings or one of the harder difficulty settings, he is probably the hardest villain I've ever had to play in almost any video game. Probably probably the only other one that I would say is hardest is the Rat King, from Last of Us Part 2. Anyone who's played The Last of Us Part 2 knows exactly what I'm talking about. That one was pretty hard to get through as well. So I would compare the two of them as far as difficulty, no matter what setting you have it on, as far as how hard or how easy it is to defeat them. And then Uncharted 3, like I said, that one goes into more of the story of how Nate and Sully meet. And that was a lot of fun as well, because, you know, I do enjoy a good origin story and a good backstory to explain how things are. But it's kind of funny, which in the playthrough of Drake's Fortune, Nolan makes fun of it. There's a part in the first game, you know, and there's going to be, you know, little minor spoilers here and there. Then the first game, how there's a part where Sully gets shot and Nate thinks that he's dead, and he kind of gets over it very quickly. But then in Uncharted 3, they really dive into how close they are and how deep their relationship really goes. And it's just kind of funny that it's like, it shows how close they really are, like a father-son closeness in the third game. And then in the first game, where he thinks Sully is dead, he just has like a whatever reaction, almost kind of reaction to when he thinks he's dead. And they do, Nolan and Troy Baker, they do kind of make fun of that, which was, again, very entertaining. That's why I'm going to include the links to all three of those playthroughs in the description to this episode. And each game has like a, you know, version of a happy ending. And that's the other thing, like the first four games, all Drake's Fortune, Among Thieves, Drake's Deception, and A Thief's End. All four of them end with Nate and Elena together at the end, which I love it very much. I'm a sucker for a happy ending. Not that kind of happy ending, although I do enjoy that one too. Yeah, I never pretended that this is a family podcast, so pardon my filthy mouth. And with the fighting mechanics of Uncharted 3, like I said, each one kind of improve over time. The mechanics are a little more are much better in the third game than they were in the previous two games. Even though I still say Uncharted 2 is my favorite, you know, because there's a lot more moves and a lot more actions that you perform. And then in Uncharted 4, that's where the graphics especially have the best graphics of all of the games, you know, out of all of them. Because in Uncharted 4, because this one was invented with the PS4 engine, so the graphics have that higher quality, like super high quality, and you know, that it looks so realistic that, like, you know, and I would play around with photo mode a lot on some of these games, and, like, I would zoom in on some of them, and you can see, like, the detail in the clothing, details in the skin, details in the hair. It's insane how detailed it really is. And then the environments also, like, because, like, Uncharted 3, like, there's a much more wider experience with the environment, especially in one portion where you're literally walking through the desert for, like, a good 10-15 minutes. And a lot of people hate that portion of the game, but I enjoy it because it's the visual aspect of it is so beautiful. And then Uncharted 4, the visuals are even better because, again, the resolution especially, and the clarity and the graphics are such a higher level that it looks so real, and I love that very much. And one of the things that I love about Uncharted 4, and I'm going to say Uncharted 4 is actually my second favorite of the entire franchise, that with Uncharted 4, there's a portion at the beginning of the game where Nathan is on the couch with Elena, because they're married, again, it's a little spoilers here and there, that they're married, and they're on the couch, and he's playing Crash Bandicoot, where if he beats Elena's high score in the game, he'll do the dishes or whatever it is. And it's just, I love that that's included in the game. And in this one, yeah, we learn in Uncharted 4, we learned about the backstory of him and his brother, Samuel, again, played by Troy Baker. And we learned that, you know, that Drake is not their actual family name. And we learned how they adopt the Drake name as part of their, you know, their legacy and all that. And I love that very much because it's just, it's such an emotional story. And then the opening of Uncharted 4, like, after you get through, like, the opening action parts, and there's the opening credits, is tied with the opening credits of Last of Us as my favorite opening credits of any video game, which is just funny because these are all made by Naughty Dog. So, yeah, I am a Naughty Dog fanboy. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I mean, Jason from Sinister Cinema Reviews, he's a Naughty Dog fanboy as well, so he understands what I'm saying here. And speaking of that, you should check out Sinister Cinema Reviews. Him and I have talked a couple of times on Instagram. Cool dude. Very chill dude. Love him. And love his videos, so you should all check him out. I shared the clip of the opening credits for Uncharted 4 on my Twitter and on my Facebook and Vero, and yeah, a lot of people agree that it is just one of the coolest openings to a video game because it's like it like has like little it's like a treasure map and like little things, you know, like the ink on a treasure map and depicts little moments from the first three games, and it's just so cool, so awesome. And in the music, because in the music for the first three games, it was Greg Edmondson, or Edmison, whatever, however it's pronounced, he did the music for the first three games. And for whatever reason, he didn't come back for the fourth game, and for Uncharted 4, and then for The Lost Legacy, the music was done by Henry Jackman, who he's done a lot of music for a lot of films. He did the score for Captain America Winter Soldier, as well as Civil War. So, you know, got a good track record for him, and just the music that he did for those two games. I mean, I understand, like, the music that Greg Edmondson though, for the first three games. It's iconic, legendary, you know, music for a video game, you know, especially the Uncharted theme is like so iconic. Let me see if I can actually pull it up on my phone real quick. Just give me a couple of seconds here. Yeah, it's such an iconic piece of music. Let me pull this up on my phone. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Here we go. Started right at the beginning. And that's the theme for the first three games, although this one specifically is from Uncharted 2. And now the music for Uncharted 4, which, again, I think it was the best of all of them, it is for this one now. Now, what do you think? It sounds better. I personally think the one for Uncharted 4 sounds much better. But that's just my opinion. But I know other people will disagree, because there's some people that surprisingly do not like Uncharted 4. I'm sure they have their valid reasons, and that's cool for them, but yeah. Yeah, and then, like I said, the graphics are much better in the fourth one, and the gameplay for Uncharted 4, as well as Lost Legacy, because Lost Legacy is essentially an expansion pack of Uncharted 4, because it's, you know, I mean, it's a spin-off game with using the same engine and mechanics of Uncharted 4, and the combat style for both of them are very much improved as well. And more options of weapons, and even like the realism of using the weapons is much better in Uncharted 4 and in Lost Legacy, whereas like in the first three games, it's like if you switch on weapons, it's literally just like as simple as that. Whereas now in Uncharted 4 and then in Lost Legacy, you actually see them making the real physical movements of, all right, strap this one on my back, pull this one from my holster. Like it's more realistic, and I love that very much. And with the story of Uncharted 3, that one was, again, connected to Sir Francis Drake, where they were trying to find the Realm of the Pillars, and then Uncharted 4 had to do with Henry Avery, the great pirate. They were trying to find Libertalia, where they believed that all the great pirates pulled all their fortunes together and created this pirate utopia. Right, that's where Nate and Samuel... that's what they were searching for. Rafe was working with them in the beginning, and then he just kind of went rogue and shit got fucked up, basically. And then for Lost Legacy, it was Chloe and Nadine Ross, again, played by Laura Bailey, that they teamed up because they were looking for the lost tusk of Ganesh, you know, the Indian god. Or goddess. I'm not sure. I'm not the biggest, person of faith or religion. I just know that's what it's the lost tusk of Ganesh, And with Lost Legacy, like, I don't know, like, Lost Legacy, like, I'm not sure where I would rank it exactly with the rest of the franchise, but just, when I played it, after I played it the first time, at the very end of the game, all I could think to myself was, I need more of these two together, of Nadine and Chloe, because their chemistry is just so wonderful, and their dynamic is great, and, I mean, pretty much every character in all five of these games, their chemistry is just perfect and top-notch and beautifully done, but it's just, I don't know, the way Chloe and Nadine acted and interacted throughout that game really made me want more out of them, and really makes me want more games featuring the two, and I've tweeted out to Neil Druckmann and Naughty Dog saying, give us more Chloe and Nadine, and I know other fans feel the same way as I do, because it's a fun game, and just, you know, we don't want the Uncharted franchise to ever go away. It's such a great franchise, and so many different stories that they can explore, different treasures that we can explore, different lands that they can explore. So, you know, I would love to see more from Uncharted. And with the way Uncharted 4 ends, where it's in the great, it wraps up the story of Nathan Drake so beautifully done. Then it does still, the way it still kind of leaves the door open for maybe we can get more from the Drake family, but not necessarily from Nate or Elena, because, again, a couple of spoilers, they do have a daughter at the end of the game. Maybe the daughter can go off and have her own adventures and explore. But hey, if you've already played all five of these games, then none of these are really spoilers. You already know the whole story. These are the kind of games that I never get tired of playing, because there's other games that I like playing them, but then after a while, it's like, all right, I need to take a break, move on to something else. But with Uncharted, I never get tired. Like, I've played the first game so many times. I've played the second game so many times. Third game so many times. Fourth game so many times. Lost Legacy so many times. And I've played all five of those games, beaten all five of those games, at least 10 times each that I can remember. And I never get tired of it. Like, no matter how many times I've played them, no matter how many times I beat them, no matter how many times I do the same things over and over again in all five of those games, I never get tired or bored. I just have so much fun with them, and just, that's really all I can ask for. I mean, Naughty Dog has never disappointed me with any games that they have released and I've played from them. And just, yeah, like I said, I am a fanboy for the Naughty Dog brand. They can do no wrong in my eyes. Like, I love Uncharted Drake's Fortune. I love Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. I love Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. I love Uncharted 4 Among a Thief's End. I love Uncharted The Lost Legacy. I love The Last of Us, and I love The Last of Us Part 2. They can do no wrong in my eyes. Every game I've played from them has been amazing, has been a wonderful experience, and I want more from it. And, did a much shorter review this time than I did on the first one that did not upload. So hopefully this one will take and will upload. And I hope I did a good enough job reviewing these games for you wonderful people that will be watching or listening to this. And if you did tune in, thank you very much for checking this out. I truly and genuinely love and appreciate every single one of you who check out my videos, who check out my podcasts, because, and in spite of what it might seem and what it might appear, I always say that I'm not professional and I don't pretend to be professional. I really do try very hard and work very hard on these to try to give you as entertaining of a product as I possibly can. Whether or not I'm succeeding in that is up to you. You know, because art is subjective. And these videos, these podcasts, is my art that I am presenting to all of you. And I can only hope that you enjoy what I do here. So, if you are enjoying it, thank you very much, and if you're not already subscribed, please do so on YouTube or Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, Anchor. All the direct links to that will be in the description for this episode. You can support me at Patreon, $1 a month. That link is in the description, or my Minutized Podcast store. That link is in the description as well. And also please contribute to the Autumn Snyder Tribute Fund through the AFSP. That link is in the description. And other links that I have in the description as well for other great causes that I'm in great support of. And check out the previous entries to my video game reviews for Last of Us, Last of Us Part 2, and Marvel's Spider-Man or Spider-Man PS4, as well as other stuff that I have on here, you know, my other podcasts, movie reviews, retro film reviews, worst to best, my book reviews for Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, as well as The Cut by Justin M. Lesniewski. Thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I truly and genuinely love every single one of you who do. I really do. And I hope you all are doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones, and just hope you're all being good people out there, because we need more unity and love and positivity in this world and peace. Because you can't get by in life being negative all the time, because then you just, while you think you're helping yourselves, by being negative towards everyone around you, you're really just hurting yourself in the long run, in my opinion, at least. So be good people, treat each other well, treat each other right, treat each other with respect. So this has been Video Game Reviews from the Venetines Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.